You are listening to SBS.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
After weeks of escalating tensions, military exchanges, and threats of further strikes, U.S. President Donald Trump says negotiations with Iran have advanced to the point where a formal agreement could be signed within days. Speaking from the Oval Office, Mr. Trump claims the deal would prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and paves the way for the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, one of the world's most important shipping routes. He believes the agreement could mark a turning point for the region.
And most importantly, we have a deal that Iran will never have a nuclear weapon, which was the whole purpose of what we had to go through to get this. So it's a big, very big thing. But we have a signing soon, and the documents are in pretty final shape, so we'll see. Very good. Should be done. That should be done pretty quickly. They want it every bit as much as everybody else wants it.
He says maritime traffic will resume once the agreement is formally signed. Just hours before announcing the breakthrough, the U.S. president had threatened to strike Iran very hard and suggested the United States could take control of Khareg Island, the terminal that handles most of Iran's oil exports. Iran's response was swift. Officials in Tehran warned that any American attack would trigger a severe retaliation. Ibrahim Azizi, who heads the Iranian Parliament's National Security Commission, accused Mr. Trump of repeatedly making threats and said Iran's military was ready to respond.
The delusional president of the United States has always made these kind of threats. But without a doubt, the Islamic Republic of Iran will certainly deliver a decisive, crushing, painful, and regret-inducing response to these actions and behaviors.
Meanwhile, in India, families are mourning the deaths of three sailors killed during a U.S. operation that targeted an oil tanker off the coast of Oman. The vessel was among several ships intercepted as part of Washington's efforts to enforce a blockade on Iran-linked shipping. One of those killed was deck cadet Aditya Sharma from the northern Indian state of Himachal Pradesh. His family is now demanding answers. His uncle, Himanshu Sharma, says the United States should be held accountable and has appealed directly to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to help bring his nephew's body home.
First of all, who will be accountable for all this?
First of all, who will be accountable for all this? Will the US government take responsibility for this and admit it was their mistake? They should have blockaded the ships. If they were forcefully trying to pass through, then they could have blockaded the ship. I feel attacking a commercial vessel is really against humanity.
The deaths come just days before Mr. Modi is expected to meet President Trump on the sidelines of the G7 summit. The rapid swings between threats and diplomacy have left many observers struggling to predict what comes next. Meanwhile, at the United Nations, Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning that the Middle East remains dangerously close to a much wider war. His deputy spokesperson, Farhan Haq, says recent attacks and increasingly aggressive rhetoric risk undoing months of efforts to contain the fighting. Mr. Haq says the Secretary General fears the region could soon return to full-scale conflict.
The Secretary General warned the Security Council this morning that the Middle East is being pulled deeper into crisis and the consequences reach far beyond the region. This week has brought wider attacks and further deterioration, he said. Mr. Guterres said that he is profoundly concerned it could trigger a full resumption of conflict. He said that the ceasefire is more like a lesser fire, as we have seen with the escalating attacks and rhetoric over the last 48 hours. We should not minimize the risk of lesser fire becoming full fire, in other words, full-scale war. The world needs to see a complete ceasefire, the Secretary General said, with navigational rights and freedoms restored.
Meanwhile, fresh Israeli strikes have sent smoke billowing across southern Lebanon, according to the Lebanese state media. Mr. Hawk also expressed the UN Secretary General's concerns about the situation there.
On Lebanon, he warned that since March, we have witnessed a serious escalation, as Israel intensified its operations in Lebanese territory and Hezbollah fired deeper into Israel. All parties must work towards a diplomatic settlement that fully respects the territorial integrity, sovereignty, and political independence of Lebanon within its internationally recognized borders.
The attacks came just 2 days after a wave of airstrikes and drone strikes reportedly killed at least 16 people and wounded dozens more. The deadliest strike hit a residential neighborhood in the southern city of Tyre, where 8 people were killed and 32 others injured. Lebanon says Israel has carried out nearly 3,500 strikes since the truce was announced, while more than 3,600 people have been killed and over 1 million displaced since the conflict escalated. At the same time, divisions are growing inside Israel. Police in Tel Aviv have clashed with ultra-Orthodox protesters opposing plans to expand military conscription, with demonstrators blocking major roads before being removed by officers. The dispute centers on long-standing exemptions that have allowed most ultra-Orthodox Jewish men to avoid compulsory military service. But after nearly 2 years of fighting in Gaza and Lebanon, many Israelis argue those exemptions are becoming increasingly difficult to justify. From the streets of Tel Aviv to the ports of Oman, from Gaza to the Strait of Hormuz, the consequences of war continue to shape lives across the region. Whether the latest diplomatic push brings lasting stability may become clear in the days ahead. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.